I think we left off Kapitel Vav Pasuk Hey. Shuvah Hashem Chalotzo Nafshi Hoshieni Leman Fastafa. Chalotzo Nafshi to extricate. Hoshieni Leman Fastafa. The Malvim explains, if I'm not deserving, so do it Leman Fastafa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein ba mavis zechrecha b'sh'ol mi yoda lach. The Malvin explains mavis, death, and sh'ol meaning the grave. V'yitzaya, reading in the Be'u Hamilas, Shabamavis adain yesh hoda'a. There's no zechracha, what we'll see in the parish itself about that Linad Mitz Hashem. Regarding Mavis, that there's still room for hoda'a. Ki ad sham yagiu tovosov be'echos ha-mavis. Sheyivcha lo misa kala v'yoda al tovosov kol yimei chayav. Thinking of Mavis not as the final moment, but as the final chapter, not as a point in time, but a meshach zman, but as a period of time. So there is room for it, and it is appropriate to have hodah then as well. The type of Mavis that a person has is something that he can be mispalel, and if he sees that it's happening in a certain way, give hodah for it. Gemara Brachos has an Daf Ches that al zos yispala elecha kol chasid la'eis mitzo. Gemara has different pshat in what la'eis mitzo refers to, but one of the pshat the Gemara has is la'eis mitzo za'am avis, that a person should be misvalid by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be zelcha to an easy ketira. So that's what the Malbim is referring to here, that Bamavis is ein zechracha, but there's still room for hoda'a be'echos ha-mavis. And b'sh'ol, that's what David HaMelech says, it's compounded. So then, nifsa gam ha-hodah. Not only is there no room for zechecha, but even for hodah. Why is it that there's no zechecha associated with mavas? So the Malvim in the Perush, ke'en ba mavas zechecha, zeche shimcha hu al ha-metzius v'ha-havaya. Ke'ato mamtzi u-borei, lo al-heade v'ha-efes v'lo al ha-mavas. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that sense, Shmo Nizkar, right? That we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of what he brings into existence, because of what he sustains. When there's absence, so then we have no way of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what David HaMelech says. I want to continue to serve as a vehicle, an instrument that Shimcha Yizocher. But Zeche Shimcha Hu Al HaMetzius V'HaHavaya. Our knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through that which he created and sustains. But we have no way of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through absence and nothingness. So memela ke'em ba'amav is zechrecha. V'gam, continuing here in the Malbim, halo b'shol miyodalach, ki ha-ne'adar lo yekabel od tufa v'chastucha. Once I, at least from the perspective of Olam Hazeh, once I pass from existence, and I'm no longer your beneficiary, no longer receiving your chesed, so I can no longer give hoda'ah. Asher zeh tachlis habriya, asher barasa lehetev lahanimtzam shehem yoducha. So the Malbim here is echoing the famous lines in the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Bekavonas kol ha-mitzvos shenamin be'elokeinu, the intent and thus the goal of all mitzvos shenamin be'elokeinu v'noda elov shehu b'ro'anu, and we should acknowledge and thank him for creating us. V'hi kavonas ha-yetzira she'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira harishona ve'ein la'elyon b'tachtonim chefetz milvad zeh she'yeda ha'odom v'yoda le'lokov she'b'ra'o. That's the same idea is expressed here in the Malbim. Asher zeh tachlis habriya, asher barasa lehetev lahanimtzaim shehem yoducha. Yogati v'anchosi ascha v'cholay l'mitosi v'dimosi arsi amsa. I have exhausted myself, yigia. I've exhausted myself in my sighing. Ascha v'cholay l'mitosi, I've made my bed something repulsive because it's just so soaked with my tears. B'dimosi, with my tears, arsi, my sick bed, amsa. It's as if I've melted it from the riboy ha-bechiyo. Just in terms of the etymology here, so the Malbim comments in the Be'ure Hamilos on Va'ascha me'inyan schiu ma'os. So we had this earlier as well, back in Capital Hay, that often the samach and sin are interchanged. And that's the same thing here, that the shoresh of ascha is loshem schi, again, something which is repulsive. Oshesho mikas eini, osko b'chol tzoreroi. Oshesho, the Malbim explains, the other Mephoshim as well, to wither, to be worn out, to wither. That as much as the illness, as much as my illness has taken a toll on me, but it's my enemies gloating over my suffering which has taken a greater toll. So Oshesho min hakas eini, one eye has withered min hakas, and the other osko b'chol tzorerai, osko loshon shenet kovim koma, speaking figuratively, as though it has actually left its socket, right? Vayatek misham ha-hora means to move. Lahatik means to copy, because as it were, you make the words move from one piece of paper to the other piece of paper. Because of all my adversaries, meaning it's the idea I can't bear to see them. It's as if my eye has moved and left the eye socket. Because of all my enemies, kihem kashim liyosem in hacholi. Sumi many kol pali oven kishama Hashem kol bichye. Addressing those tzoririm, David HaMelech says, ultimately I'm going to be vindicated. Kishama Hashem kol bichye. Shama Hashem Tchinasi, Hashem Tfilasi Yikach. And then, as a result, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will vindicate me, so Yevoshu V'yibalu Ma'od Kol Oyevoy, unless, right now, currently, Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga, if they'll repent now, so then there will be the momentary busha, the busha that a person experiences in doing tshuva. But there will be just that momentary busha, rather than the extreme prolonged busha, if they don't do tshuva. V'chein tov l'fneim ki yashuvu yevoshu raga, she yashuvu tekef b'rega hazos, u'bozeh yavichu ki ach rega yevoshu. The Malbim understands that the raga modifies both the yashuvu and the yevoshu. Ki ach rega yevoshu b'mesh yuchuchu l'hodos ala emes. However, v'lo yevoshu ma'od, v'gam lo yibal m'nei ha'onesh. As the psukim indicate, tshuva involves a sense of boshas. Bosh even achlamti. But the Rambam's ikir loshen of vidoy nichamti uboshti b'masai. So that's what David HaMelech is telling them. Yes, yevoshu, to do tshuva, there is a sense of busha, there is a sense of shame in doing tshuva. One's ashamed of one's chatoim. But that busha is a temporary, transient busha, as opposed to the busha that overtakes one if he doesn't do tshuva and has to endure the busha of onesh. Maybe we'll just begin a little bit here. The next capital. Shigoyin the David, Asher Shal Hashem al Divrei Chush Ben Yamini. The Mefarshim called Chazal, the Malbim does also a few psukim into the capital, who understand that Kush refers to Shaul. The Malbim, for the most part, doesn't interpret the capital that way, that he's some other individual who pursued David, assembled a whole force to try to kill David. Hashem Elokai b'chocha sisi hoshieni mikol rotchai v'atzileni. Hatzola, the Malbim explains, surpasses Yeshua in the sense that Hatzola is even once a person has already been entrapped. Pen yitov ka'arye nafshi, poreg ve'in matzil. absent your Yeshua, absent your Hatzolah, he'll rip me apart, limb from limb, the way a lion rips its prey. Hashem Elokeinu Asisi Zos Im Yesh Olah B'Chapoi. So apparently there's a little bit of a gap in the sense of what the psukim correspond to in the Metzias, that the first psukim were the tefillah that David HaMelech said when he was the object of pursuit. Now Pasuk Dalet reflects that Hine Kush Hazeh Nilka B'Maseh Yodav. That from Pasuk Dalet we're talking about after the downfall of Kush, that Kush was killed. The reality is that Lo Nerag Bidei David, despite the fact that many accused David of having been the cause of his death. And David HaMelech says, even if it were true, im asisi zos, im yesh ovel b'chapoi, haba l'hargacha hashkem l'hargo. Even if I had, would there be any chait, would I be in any iniquity in my hands? Im gamalti shol mira va'achal tzotzorerai reikam. Was this a person who was in peace with me? Is there anything that I'm guilty of in having marshaled forces against someone who gratuitously was oyev li? Yiradov oyev nafshi, yiradov oyev nafshi, v'yaseg v'yirmos la'aretz chayoy, uchvodi la'ofor, Yashken Sela. So the vowelization here is very interesting, right? We would recognize Yirdof, we would recognize Yiradef, right? One would be a cow, one would be a PL. But what's Yiradof? So the Malbim says in the Bira Hamilos that Itaka is a hybrid. Move more kav mi binyan hakal yirdof, ume hakaved the pl yiradef. Shirodef ba'atzmo umamir anoshim erotfo. So it has both senses. The Torah blends the kal and the pl. Here the pl has the same sense as the hifil, the causative. That the oyev not only gives pursuit himself to try to kill David, but he also instigated others to try to trample me. And kvodi la'ofo yashken sela. What more is there to do besides killing a person? How does one add to that? So the Malbim explains that by maligning me and claiming that I am deserving of that fate, so he was not only looking to kill me, but he was also looking to besmirch me and to lower my whatever dignity I have to the dirt. The Malbim, as we had earlier back in Kapitel Gimel, says that when we have the word Sela, it means Siyum HaInyan. It means that one section, one theme in the Kapitel has concluded, and the David HaMelech is segueing to another theme, to another section of the Kapitel. So Sela Bozeh Siyum HaInyan of Kush's pursuit of him, umaschil etzayer mapolas Kush, and now he's depicting the downfall of Cush. Kuma Hashem ba'apecha, he nasei ba'avras tzoriroi, v'ura elai mishpat tzivisa. The pasuk speaks of af and ever. The Malbim explains that the difference in the Be'uri Amilos, the difference between af and ever, is that the af, anger, is commensurate to what the person is deserving of. And ever is related to la'avor, it passes the border, meaning it surpasses what the person is deserving of. It's above and beyond. And in that sense, ever is related to the shorish, the ayin beis reish, and ever, and anger is related to la'avor, to pass. Vayavor, how does it go? Vayavor ha'kushi l'fonav or something. To pass in front, in the sense of passing, surpassing all gvulos, that it means a seemingly disproportionate anger. So David HaMelech, just in terms of plugging that into the pasuk, so Kuma Hashem Ba'apecha, David HaMelech, as it were, is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not, at least at this stage, in this pasuk, I'm not looking to avoid the just anger, but he now say, but the, what the tzoriroi are trying to, the grievance they have against me, that I should be disproportionately punished. So no, ura elai mishpat tzivisa. You give the mishpat that I'm deserving of, not this exaggerated, disproportionate evra that my adversaries are seeking. So you have a pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan. How does the Malbim work with the pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan? Vayis'aber Hashem bi l'manchem. So there too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, kavayocho, is described b'lashon evra. Vayis'aber Hashem bi l'manchem. So how does that work? So the Emes says that the pasuk, the way the Malbim explains, he doesn't comment on semantics there, is really a raya to his semantical analysis here. What does it mean, lema'anchem? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at me on your account. You have the same thing earlier in Parshas Devarim. That's the beginning of Vaschanan. Earlier in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the Chet HaMeraglim and the Gezerah, the Gzar Din against the Dor HaMidbor, Yira Ish Ba'anoshim Ha'ela HaDor HaRo HaZeh, Esa Eretz HaTovah Shenishmati Loseis La'Vosechem, Zulasi, the only exceptions are Kolei Ben Yifune, Hu Yirene, V'lo Etein, Esa Eretz HaShadoruch Bo Levonav, Yana Shemili Acharei Hashem. And then Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Gambi his anaf Hashem biglal chem lemor. Again, the same as Leman chem in Vaschanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu gam atol lo savo sham. So in both these cases, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to attribute the fact that he doesn't enter Eretz Yisrael to the chait of the Dor HaMidbar, not to his chait at Mei Meriva. So the Malbim tuck in a few places. One of them is here in Vaschanan, and he gives the cross references to where he spoke about it earlier. Tchilas ha'gzeres shelo yikonesh Moshe la'aretz hayu v'chet ha'meraglim. K'mo she'kosev b'parshas Devarim, gam bi hisanef Hashem b'glal cham lemo, gam ato lo sovo shon. What's pshat? So how does Mei Meriva enter into the picture? So the Malbim says that had Moshe Rabbeinu would only enter Eretz Yisrael if that generation could enter Eretz Yisrael. If that generation was not deserving of entering Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael either. Had Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in creating a Kiddush Hashem, which would have overturned and reversed the chate of the Meraglim, so then the Dor HaMidbar would have also entered Eretz Yisrael, and he together with them. So Kumt Ois, that Vayisad Hashem Bilam Hanchem, is exactly the same taich as the Malbim here is telling us, right? That Eva means something which is over as Hagul. And that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayisad Hashem Bilam Hanchem, the anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed towards me was takam me'alu me'ever for what I would have been nidon as a yochid. But rather, I suffered the fate of Kal Yisrael. So, and Adrav, the Malbim would say, the Lamanchem is Megala on the Vayisaber. That the Vayisaber means that if I would have been sort of isolated as a yochid, so then I wouldn't have been liable, vulnerable for this onesh. I seem to recall, I'm not 100% sure, but I seem to recall that the Rav Zichron Levracha used to say a similar mahalach. He actually referred to the Malbim, but the second part of it differed in terms of how Mei Meriva, what the interaction was between Mei Meriva and the Chet HaMeraglim, the Chet of the Dor HaMidbar. If I'm recalling correctly, he said, I don't think he mentioned that at the time, but he said along the lines of, remember the Ramban that we had at the beginning of Parshas Noach? So we saw that the Ramban teaches that Noach, Ish Tzadik Tomim, he teaches Tomim as an adverb, that Noach was completely innocent. He was totally innocent. And the Ramban says, Yaske Akrashim Shal Yazakai V'sholim B'tzitko, Lohudiya Shiroi Lehinotzel Menamabul She'em Lo'onesh Klal. So we said, what does that Eim Lo'onesh Klal mean? What does it mean? So the Be'emes, there really is a Mida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, speaking here about Noach and the Dor HaMabul, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's done a Yachid, he's done a Medina, but he's also done Kol Olam Kulo, the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Tshuva from the Gemara and Kiddushin. And based on that Midah, so if the world itself is Bechlaluso, is given a certain Gzar Din, so that applies to the collective. So how is it that Noach, how in light of that do we understand that Noach is spirit? So we understood that what the Ramban is telling us is that if the person is a tzaddik tamim, so that in that sense he's not a part of the collective. He's not a part of the collective. If he's a tzaddik, but not a tzaddik tamim, he is a part of the collective. He's better than the others, but lemaisa he's still a part. But the tzaddik tamim sets him apart. That's what allows him to stand apart and not be nidon as part of that collective. So kimdumani, that what the Rav said, again, like the Malbim, referring to the Malbim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was included in the Gzeir of the Dor HaMidbar. But Elamai, had Moshe Rabbeinu been entirely Naki Mechait, so then, like Noach, he didn't give this Moshe, but like Noach, so then he would have been excluded from that collective Gzar Din. But the very minute Moshe Rabbeinu was Nichshal, whatever the chait was at Mei Meriva, but the very minute Moshe Rabbeinu was nichshal, so then Moshe Rabbeinu is nichlal in the gzeir of the Dor HaMidbar. But either way, again, it's the same thing, that the Vayisav HaShem Bi Taka means that the anger is me'al u'me'eva, and that's what the pasuk goes on to explain. Why is that just? Because lamancha, because I'm proud of your generation. Va'adas lu'umim tesova veka, va'olehu la'morim shuva. So David HaMelech is depicting ki'ilu Kush's whole entourage, his whole forces surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking to fault and indict David HaMelech. But you, Ribono Shel Olam, remove yourself from them. You should not give them the audience. You should ascend on high and not give them an audience. Hashem yodin amim shavteini Hashem kitzidki uchasumi aloi. Achash Yodin Hashem, the Malbim here in Pasuk Tes, Achash Yodin Hashem b'yevakir es hakal kula. Right, Bikur means to scrutinize. The Korban Pesach was torn Bikur Dalad Yomim from Mum. I think it's the Ibn Ezra who explains that Boker means morning, because at night, Erev, so you can't see clearly, so things get mixed up. One's vision is blurred and things are mu'uravim, things get mixed up. And then in the morning, lo'or haboker, when the light returns, so then a person is able to scrutinize and distinguish. Lashon boker, bikur. Achas yodin Hashem v'yevaker asakal kulo v'yaruch masa eila neged eila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will compare the actions, the relative righteousness of Kush va'adoso, relative to that of David HaMelech, oz tishpateni b'mishpat hatzerufi hazeh, then you'll judge me in this combined, in this joint mishpat, ma'asai mul ma'aseihem. And then, shavteni Hashem kitziti uchasumi alai, ki lenegdom etzei tzadik bedini. So I don't adequately understand to explain it, but there is a midah. Rashi quotes a chazal he actually quotes it twice, once in Chumash and once in Novi. In Parshas Vayera, when Lot asks, Hine no motza avdocha chen b'einecha, v'tagdel chastocha asher asisa imodi l'hacha yosas nafshi, v'anochi l'ucha l'himole tohora, I can't escape to the mountain, pentid v'kani hora'a v'amati, lest the evil of the destruction overtake me and I'll die. So Rashi, and I think that they say this is our medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, so Rashi comments as follows: Pentid v'kani hara'a k'shahisi etzel anshei Sdom, hoya Kadosh Baruch Hu ro'eh ma'asai u'maaseh b'nei ha'ir, v'hayisi nira tzadik u'kedai lehinatzel. When I'm in the context of anshei Sdom, so says Lot, I'm a good guy, I'm a tzadik. However, u'ksha'ovo etzel tzadik, but when I'll be in the company of Avraham Avinu, so ani rasha. And if you look at this pasuk in Malachim, Rashi repeats the same chazal there in Sefer Malachim. When her son, whom Eliyahu then resurrects, dies, so she plaintively says to Eliyahu Navi, Bosa Eli Lahaskir Savoni. What does that mean? Achela Bosa Etzli, before you came into my Dalet Amos, Hayakosh Baruch Hu Ro'a Masai Umasai Ami, Vani Tzadeg Es Beinehem. Umisha Bosa Etzli, now when I'm in your presence, Lefima Asacha Ani Risha'a. So there is such a midah. So there is such a midah that a person is nidon. The din reflects the context of the person. So maybe part of what it means is this. The person can sort of objectively be the same mixture of zechuyos and averos, but the perspective on that will differ if that individual is living in stone. So then it looks like an incredible achievement, an incredible accomplishment, that part of his profile is this Asam Zuchuyos. But you take that same profile and the person is not living in Sodom, not resisting the pernicious influence of Sodom, but the person is next door neighbors with Avraham Avinu. So then that's all, despite the Hashpah of Avraham Avinu, that's all the person is. That same blend and mixture of maybe that's part of it. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight.